What's up, y'all? It's Night Santiago. Welcome to the Nightcap. Today, I want to speak about mental health and the importance of it. You know, the way society is set up these days, or at least in America, it seems like those that deal with mental health issues or extreme mental health issues get ostracized and pushed to the side a lot. And I think it's not fair. But I'd like to hear what you guys think about mental health as well. You can email me at torchupnyc@gmail.com. I'll read your email on air. Yeah, mental health is just it's a shaky area because it seems like everybody's dealing with some sort of mental health issues. But it also seems like a hell of a lot of people are in denial. But it's just a weird subject, right? Because you have these doctors who diagnose people, these psychologists who diagnose people. And it just seems like a weird area. Like, what if you go to a psychologist and just having a rough day? Like, what if it was just a bad day, right? And we've all, anybody who says that this hasn't happened is fucking lying. We've all been like, yo, I fucking kill myself. Everybody has said that at some point in their life. Everybody. Would you do it? Probably not. I'm sure there's a few that would. But let's say you go to a therapist and you say, man, I'm fucking having a rough time. I want to kill myself. I don't want to be here right now. And then they sneeze because no. And then they diagnose you with depression or I don't know, bipolar disorder or some crazy. I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was a kid, amongst some other things. And ADHD, for those that don't know, is attention deficit hyperactive disorder. I was diagnosed with that. I was extremely hyper. It was a little difficult for me to focus. But here's my thoughts on it. It was difficult for me to focus because shit was fucking boring. You know, the way I grew up, we were pretty poor. I didn't really have games. I didn't really have books. I didn't really have shit. I mean, as time went on, I did, but I didn't really have much of many things to do. On top of that, when I was young, my mom wouldn't let me outside when I was younger. So I didn't really have friends. I didn't have people I hung out with or played with. So shit, yeah, when I would get... When my brain would go into entertainment mode, or I would get what's the word I'm looking for? I would get excited about something, or the smallest things. Yeah, of course I got hyper, of course. But I tell you, when I didn't get hyperactive, or I didn't have attention deficit problems, when I was fucking learning something, I love school. I still do. I mean, I don't go to school, but just the concept of school and that initial learning different things was awesome. It was my getaway. So did I really have attention deficit hyperactive disorder? Does anybody? Or do people need to find things to grab their attention? Because there's plenty of people I know that supposedly have ADD or ADHD, and not one of them can I not hold a conversation with. You know what I'm saying? Not one of them am I talking to, and they just fucking spew out some whole different shit while we're having a conversation. And I feel like mental health diagnosis, I'm sure that there's a huge percentage of them that are misdiagnosed. Now, there are people with actual problems. There are. I don't deny that. I'm not saying in conjunction with the last episode that mental health is a conspiracy. No, mental health is extremely important. But I think if you break it down to the bare bones, if you rip all the flesh and the muscle off of this thing called mental health, for the most part, I'm not saying there's not some people that deal with extreme mental health issues. I'm saying for the most part, the majority of society is not dealing with extreme mental health issues. So I think that if we break this down to the bare bones and learn to live with love and consideration, I think the overall morale of mental health would be better. There's plenty of people that are ashamed to talk about it. There's plenty of people that are in denial that there's not something going on. But I know for a fact when shit is going on with me. Like, I know, I feel it. And I've been to the dark side so many damn times with mental health and depression and things of that nature that I feel it coming on. And it's this thing where I have to convince myself that it's gonna pass. And I've learned how to do so for the most part. I do have rough times from time to time, or rough days, where it just feels like a dark cloud over my head, or nothing is going the right way. But I've learned to convince myself and to keep telling myself that there's nothing wrong. Like, it just doesn't really matter, right? In the moment, it feels like it does, but in the spectrum of what life is, it just doesn't matter, right? Because tomorrow's another day, right? Today, we still have the rest of today. There's still things to accomplish and things to do. There's still goals. And I've noticed for me, when I have goals set, actual goals, actual things I have to do, whether it be with my cartoons or artwork or with my family, when there's goals set and there's things to look forward to, my brain doesn't give my conscience enough time to deal with mental health issues, which is great. It's kind of like addiction, where you got to kind of replace it with something else. You have to fill in the void, and I've learned how to constantly fill in the void, and I'm sure it drives my wife crazy because I'm always working. Well, not always. I've been better with, you know, being more present, but I still got improvement to do, a lot of improvement to do. But yeah, I'm constantly doing something. You know, it's rare that any one thing keeps my attention for a long time. For instance, and I don't mean, you know, work. Like, I love drawing, I love animation, I love doing, I can do those things. I can work as long as I'm not exhausted. I can do those things all day. But I mean, like, actually sit down and watch a movie. And I feel like for my own mental health, I need to learn how to not look at my phone for a while. I need to learn how to not check my emails to see if a new client hit me up, or not check my Instagram to see if a client hit me up, or is it my whole, my phone thing. And in between that, like, there's times I grab my phone and I don't even know why I grabbed it. Like, I'll just grab it, turn it on, and look at the screen for a second and you know, tell myself I don't really need to check anything right now. So what I do, I go to fucking Candy Crush Friends and I play that for 20 minutes until I get the urge to check my emails. It's stupid. But that's how we live these days. That is the generation of now. The technological generation. It just saddens me sometimes because I remember when the cell phone thing didn't exist. Before I even had a beeper. You know, but there got to be some benefit to that, right? To playing video games and playing games. Like, the kids that are growing up, you know, with video games, with cell phones from a child and constantly on something electronic, their thumbs got to be they gotta have some dexterity in their thumbs. Like, they could probably, you know, open a soda can with just a thumb and no hand. Like, that gotta be impressive. They gotta be like a six pack on the inside of your hand from using your thumb so much. Cause I play video games with my kids now on the Xbox or the PlayStation, and shit moves so fast. Like, I can't keep up. My oldest son is 9 now. He's turning 10 in February. And he busts my ass in a lot of games now. I mean, I still get some wins on the NBA 2K. And the WWE, the wrestling. I still get some wins. But the fucking the Mortal Kombat's and the I see him playing Spider-Man, like the newest one, and that shit is confusing as hell. Like, even to keep track of you know, the atmosphere in the game, like the actual backgrounds in the game, that shit is hard. And I got bad eyes on top of that. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So, hey, did you play that? Have you played it? When he sleeps, he, you know, wakes. Did you play it? Nope. I'm not touching that shit. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm going to spend an hour and a half fucking learning how to play, messing with controls. And then by the time I get it, I'm going to be like, fuck this shit. That's like, I used to play Madden. I haven't played that in many years, too. But I would play Madden. And my wife would hate it. And this was probably before we were married. I would play Madden, and I would go to, you know, to create a team, and I would create every single player, every single 30 some players. I'm creating every single player, from the hairstyles to the fucking size of the biceps to the color of the sneakers. I would do that shit for hours. Hours I would do that for. But I would never play. I would put the team on the field one time to see how they look, and I would turn it off before the first quarter's done. And it wasn't even frustration. It was, that was my joy in the game. Like, I've always been that dude. The customer. You know how you know the person when you're a kid? Or, excuse me. I guess. I ate chicken last night. You know, you're that kid that just customized The Sims all the time? All the time? Like, I was the dude that would just create people. I just want to make shit. And then I would try different things. Like, in The Sims, I made, like, a two-story home with, like, three stories down of basement, like a fallout shelter. And there was stairwells down there. And I made a club down there. I put a jukebox. And some disco lights. And multiple jukeboxes, because I had cheat codes. So I just added money. So this thing was like 2-3 stories down. And I invited everybody over. And it was awesome to see all these creative characters in the Fallout shelter club. And there was a pool in there in the club. And a disco ball. And jukeboxes. And it was for, like, video games. It was just The Sims fun. It was just super fun. And I invited everybody over. The girls, the boys. And everybody partied. And people are dancing. And people are eating. And there's one bathroom. And everybody's drinking. And time went on. And the party got more full. And The Sims was probably 10 minutes. Well, in real life, it was probably 10 minutes. In The Sims, it was like an hour. Everybody's partying. Everybody's having fun. What did I do? Pause the game. And I eliminated the door that led down to the basement. Fucking Sims couldn't get out. And then I sped it up. I hit fast forward. And everybody started dying. And people started drowning in the pool. And angels started floating up from the basement club in The Sims. And tombstones started appearing. It was the most fun I ever had playing The Sims. It was fucking amazing. But that was the dude that I was. But that goes back to the initial thing. Mental health. Do I have attention deficit hyperactive disorder? Or am I just thinking faster than you motherfuckers? Take care of your health. Love somebody. Always love somebody. Spread that fucking love. Don't hurt nobody. Spread the love. Be considerate. And love is the fucking key to life. Peace.